From IPM News, this is 217 Today. I'm Farah Anderson. It's Monday, February 19th. Coming up, we'll learn more about how one man's journey in home ownership is helping a local reentry group consider how they can help other clients purchase their own homes. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Police have reclassified the shooting of Brandon Hardway as a homicide following his death over the weekend. The Champaign County Coroner's Office says the 45-year-old Hardway died early Saturday, 9 days after he was shot outside the Poor Brothers Craft Tap Room, which he managed. Police said he had stepped outside of the downtown Champaign bar for a cigarette break on the afternoon of February 8th when he was shot. 24-year-old Fidel Chamanga of Urbana was arrested in connection with the shooting. A message on the Poor Brothers Facebook page remembers Hardway for his, quote, infectious personality and ability to listen with compassion. The federal government has sent out letters to the governors of 44 states this month, including Illinois, calling for them to improve efficiency for food assistance applications. Side Effects Public Media's Natalie Krebs reports.
The letters are from USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack. They are regarding applications for benefits under the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. They were sent out to states that are making too many payment errors and not processing enough applications in a timely manner, according to federal standards. Alicia Hugele is with the think tank Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. She says most states are still trying to get their programs on track due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
I think this letter is really trying to get a message to states that, hey, we recognize you did a great job during the pandemic, you kept benefits going, and we now have to figure out how to get to back to normal order and normal operations.
In the letters, the USDA offers states resources and assistance to improve their SNAP metrics. Natalie Krebs, Side Effects Public Media.
Labor unions are targeting two far-right state lawmakers in southern Illinois by funneling hundreds of thousands of dollars towards their primary opponents. Alex Degman reports.
Unions representing teachers, police officers, laborers, and others have donated more than $250,000 worth of campaign support in the two races. That money's being spent to try to beat incumbent State Representative Blaine Wilhauer in one of them. Wilhauer says the strategy won't work.
This is the number one Donald Trump district in the state of Illinois, and I'll be damned if they're going to, you know, have some far left special interest group come down here and try to buy this seat with their sock puppet.
The unions are supporting Matt Hall against Wilhauer. The other primary race unions are targeting is a write-in campaign between incumbent State Representative Adam Niemerk and Jim Acklin. I'm Alex Degman.
The number 14 overall Fighting Illini men's basketball team defeated the Maryland Terrapins on the road Saturday 85-80. Illinois senior guard Terrence Shannon Jr. led the team in scoring with 27 points in the 5-point win. The Illini now have an overall record of 19-6 and are 10-4 in Big Ten conference play. Illinois will play another road game against the Penn State Nittany Lions on Wednesday, February 21st at 5:30 p.m. Still to come, we'll learn more about how one man's journey to homeownership is helping a local reentry group consider how they can help other clients purchase their own homes. That story is next on 217 Today.
Attention Call the Midwife fans. Friends of WILL can stream each new episode of the show 30 days before it premieres with Passport. For season 13, it's 1969 and a surge in hospital births puts maternity beds in high demand across the nation. Thanks to the dedication of the women of Nonata's House, Poplar manages the influx exceptionally well. Watch episode 1 now with WILL Passport. Stream episode 2 beginning Friday, February 23rd. Learn more about Passport at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farah Anderson. Incarcerated people face many challenges when leaving prison and re-entering their community. It's hard to land a job or even get an ID or social security card. For many, finding housing is the biggest challenge. As I report, one man's journey to homeownership is helping a local reentry group consider how they can help other clients purchase their own homes. Anthony spent 25 years in prison and just got out last year. So much has changed in the decades he was incarcerated.
I hadn't seen a cell phone in almost 30 years. Now in this new world, you can't function without a cell phone.
Without understanding basic technology, he couldn't do things like apply for jobs or even get a bank account. That's where First Followers came in. The local nonprofit in Champaign helps formerly incarcerated people re-enter the community. First Followers connected with Anthony before he left prison. The day he came out, volunteers and staff helped Anthony move into First Steps, a transitional residence for men coming home from prison. First Followers also helped him get a full-time job so that he could save money and build up his credit. Anthony works nights and does lots of overtime at a manual labor job. Now, only a year later, Anthony has purchased a home in Champaign County. We're not using his last name because he worries he or his family will experience harassment. Studies have shown documented discrimination and other harm towards formerly incarcerated people. He says people who are formerly incarcerated want the same things as everyone else. They just need the chance.
They want homes as well. They want to be part of the community as well. But it's overcoming the mistakes. And I think that if people could understand that we want to have a chance, we want to be able to prove ourselves.
First Followers co-founder James Kilgore says Anthony represents a small minority of formerly incarcerated people who own a home.
Well, without winning the lottery, I haven't heard of anybody who's been able to save up enough money just from working less than a year to buy a house.
Federal data shows contact with the criminal justice system makes it more difficult to buy and keep a home. Kilgore says one reason Anthony has been so successful after incarceration is because he spent the last 2 years of his prison sentence for murder at the Kewaunee Life Skills Reentry Program, north of Peoria. The program helped prepare Anthony for reentry, making sure he got connected with resources to help with the transition. Anthony considers himself lucky. There are 29 correctional facilities across Illinois and only 2 reentry centers. Kilgore says most people don't get connected with reentry support the way Anthony did, but reentry programs are essential to give people a head start in finding a job and housing.
So when people are coming out, they just, you know, they're just running into a brick wall. They quite often don't have even the necessary paperwork they need to get an ID, and they sit and spin their wheels for, you know, a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks before they can even apply for a job because they don't have an ID. But Kewaunee really kind of checks all the boxes, but, you know, that doesn't really happen in other places.
And the warm handoff to reentry groups like First Followers ensure people stay on the path to getting their life back on track. Anthony's brother was there, helping him move into his new home. He says Anthony is hardworking and very determined.
Someone could look at this and almost think it's unbelievable, but he doesn't back down to adversity. He knows how to walk in peace with adversity now.
Anthony is grateful for the help from First Followers, and Kilgore says he is grateful for Anthony because he has helped the group explore a new model for helping clients purchase their own homes.
We've actually never really sat and worked carefully with somebody to try to get them to be eligible for a mortgage. So he's taught us about how we can do this, and I think we can now do this with some other people who may be in a similar situation.
This new opportunity at a second chance at life has made Anthony eager to enjoy every second in his new home.
I make use of all the opportunities presented to me because I wasted so much time in my life. I can't waste any more time.
Without these resources, Anthony says people who are formerly incarcerated are left to navigate challenging systems alone. I'm Farrah Anderson, Illinois Student Newsroom.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be sunny with a high of 44 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Jim Meadows, Natalie Krebs, Alex Degman, Colin Highslope, and Farrah Anderson. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.